Good morning, everybody. It's the feast of Christ, the Universal King. And I find it fascinating, that one of the most vulnerable moments of Jesus' life is proclaimed on this solemn feast day. What purpose is served by reading the passage of leaders sneering at Jesus, the soldiers jeering at Jesus? Now, included in today's gospel reading is also a passage unique to the Gospel of Luke. It's a story of two criminals crucified next to Jesus. One of the criminals reviles Jesus, while the other finds himself welcomed into paradise by Jesus. So my homily today is actually rather short, and I depart from my regular pattern. Today I'm going to provide a brief commentary on Luke's description of the crucifixion of Jesus, and then invite you to a moment of prayer. So here is a brief commentary. I have a few points that I want to bring to your attention. First of all, Luke's approach in composing the crucifixion of Jesus is very unique. He carefully distinguishes the leaders and the soldiers who sneered and jeered at Jesus from the ordinary folks who just stood watching the spectacle. The people don't say anything. And Luke maintains this distinction even when it comes to the two criminals crucified next to Jesus. One of the criminals joined the leaders and soldiers in mocking Jesus, whereas the other criminal makes a confession of faith. In that, he's different from the crowds that are just watching the spectacle. He actually defends Jesus and asks Jesus to remember him in his kingdom. And Jesus says to him, "Today you will be with me in paradise." So this is the first thing to keep in mind in Luke's presentation of the crucifixion of Jesus. Second, Luke separates Jesus as the proclaimer of God's kingdom from his opponents in yet another way. His opponents do not understand the sacrifice of Jesus. They understand life as saving this earthly life, and hence they say to him, "If you are the Son of God, come down." For them, to have life is to perpetuate this human existence. And Jesus is on a completely different level. Through his crucifixion and death, life was being accomplished on a very different plane, both for him and for humanity. His crucifixion and his death is the very source of life. The promise of the paradise to the repentant thief symbolizes the life that Jesus presents. Thirdly, Luke employs another literary skill that brings out the paradox of the crucifixion. While the leaders, the soldiers, and the unrepentant criminal revile him, they also reveal Jesus' identity in the same sentence, at the same time. Their insults include Jesus' messianic titles. So for example, the ruler said, "He saved others, let him save himself if he's the chosen one, the Christ of God." Just in that insult, there are two titles, messianic titles included. The soldiers said, "If you are the King of the Jews," here's another title, "King of the Jews, save yourself." The unrepentant criminal reviled Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ?" Another title. Save yourself and us. Indeed, the titles that Jesus' opponents gave him is the truth. But they simply do not understand the implications. And now, let me introduce you to a new dimension of Luke's writing. We have considered his opponents. We have considered the people who watched the spectacle, the unrepentant criminal, and the repentant one. The new dimension is the reader. Both Luke's immediate readers and Luke's distant readers, such as you and me. Today on the Feast of Christ the King, you and I are being pulled by Luke into the story of Jesus. The chosen one, the Christ of God, the King of the Jews, the Messiah. We are being drawn into the story. The crowd watched, the leaders sneered, the soldiers jeered, one of the criminals reviled. And Luke presents the repentant criminal's confession of faith to inspire us. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. So now it is up to you and me, to the chosen one, the Christ of God, the King of the Jews, to the Messiah, we too can pray. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. So Luke is inviting us to stand at the cross, not just to be spectators, but to do homage. So we're going to chant this hymn for a few moments, and please make it a meditative, a contemplative moment. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus,
remember.